Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 240, and it is the 3rd of November. Hate of the week, hate of the year, hate of the month, hate of my life, fireworks, fuck off. I'm tired today because it's not just the authorised fireworks parties. I go to bed, got to be up at 5. Scroats letting off at midnight.
Post on the Facebook group, right?
If I had a cancelled email, I would be complaining. But 12:30 at night, and they're just... No, don't like it. Cats are scared. I'm too old for that. I didn't like it when I was younger.
We're hoping for fireworks on the pitch today, though.
That sounded like a Kenneth Wollstoneholm. Right, so 3rd of November, and we're about to play Chelsea. And I'm excited because Rude is still here. So
get to see him.
In the... fist pumps. How are you, Nathan?
I'm all right.
How do you feel a few days on?
Absolutely fine. I think they've done... my only criticism is that it should have been done months ago. You know, like I said in the group dinner about the fact that we're having to wait a few weeks. I understand that. And I think that's us staying in, you know, we didn't want to fuck Lisbon over because we might, chances are, we'll probably end up going back to try and sign some players from the moment. So you want to keep in the good books. And if that means that we have to wait a few weeks. But that means, for me, why did they wait this long? They should have been doing this in the summer. I've said it all along, they should have been doing it in summer, and he would have had the summer, or at least have done it in an international break, because then that time period isn't as dramatic, is it?
I agree with the international break, the last one. But you look at that league table with results, and you think it's not beyond, you know, like, if we get a bit of form. I thought Eric's letter thoroughly decent, you know, showed the decency in him. I don't think anyone disputes that. The interesting thing, like, where he's got a tune out of that striker... is if you look at his record, you know, people going, you've got to sign him.
Sporting,
and he scored 42 goals in two. But he was in loan at Coventry. He's been at places, you know, Brighton didn't fancy him. And you think, so that's a good sign if you can get a tune out of players that you. I wouldn't want it.
But then is the Portuguese league.
Hey, mate, that's four, please. Thank you. Cheers, mate. Just on the pod, what's your name? What do you reckon?
Come here. Not confident.
No.
No. Hopefully Amorim will do better, but I think Rude's got to change a lot for the day, so...
Is it because just happens. United being United that you're just...
Well, Chelsea have been playing well, and they're not gonna, I don't think Rude's going to have changed a lot in a couple of days, so...
What do you think about Eric?
So you just hold it still, and
there we go.
Just doing it. Does it work?
There we go.
Cheers, mate.
There we go.
Yeah. What do you think about Eric here?
He got unlucky in places, but I don't think he ever had the charisma to like motivate the players. I think that was one of the biggest issues. Like, maybe he had some of the right ideas, or he never sorted the midfield out. And he just never had the charisma to get the players going. So hopefully Amorim has that. He seems to have a bit about him, Amorim.
The passion, and you know, we'll see. We need it. I think we all.
Yeah,
do
definitely.
It.
Yeah.
Right, I'm pinning you down. Score. I'm going 3-1 today. So sorry, I'm excited.
You're going for United.
Yeah.
I'll be optimistic and say 2-2.
Right, cheers for the support, mate. Yes. One last thing. Do you see the video on the Spanish lad who travelled from Bilbao hundreds of miles for a postponed game, and the players came and met him? I thought that reminded me. United would tell us to fuck off. Well, in the 80s, we had a trip to Torquay, and it was called off because of heavy fog. I don't think the players could set off here. So Ken Merritt, we got in touch, a few of us, just saying it would have been nice, you know, if you'd have known that there were doubts. And Ken Merritt basically sent a scathing thing going, well, it was your duty when you were midway to ring club call and find out. It was like, we didn't have any of that love.
One thing I know, I put in the group the other day, I didn't realise about it, that lad just mentioned about the midfield, is... about the connection with Ugarte, be it like, because he, before PSG, was at Sporting, wasn't he? So is that some sort of forward thinking? I don't know whether, you know, that signing, knowing that he's had him before and stuff, maybe, I don't know.
I like the way that this is clinical. I like the way we've done it quickly. Who knows what's going to happen? But the Ugarte at Sporting, against Benfica, the one I mentioned a few months ago. He looked incredible. Like, that's, there's things we'll look back on, Eric. Why didn't you play him?
It wasn't his player, was it?
I don't think he wanted him. I said this at the time, he didn't want it. If he wanted him, he'd have got him sooner. It was Ineos' his player.
Hello.
They watch a lot of French football, don't they? So, you know, having a team in Nice. So, to get Yoro and to get someone like Ugarte, we don't usually sign players from France, do we? So, for me, it really screamed like it was an Ineos type signing. So Nathan might be right when he says that about connections to previous clubs.
How do you feel a few days on?
Still the same. I still don't think we should have got rid of him. I know the stats are damning, but, you know, saw a lot of things. And I said, if we don't win a trophy this year, you'll be hearing from my lawyers, because I'll be making a strong case for it. Because we would have done the proof is in the pudding. We have 100% success rate.
But the league would have been, and now Boyd in the
we might have been there in 2 or 3 more years time. Oh, we all said it was a 3-year job and we didn't give him 3 years. I just don't have any appetite for change anymore. Right. We've done everything. And this guy's going to fail as well. I'm calling it now.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
We'll fail. He's 39, Barney.
That is young, but then don't you go as Ben, I'm going to get on to Ben in a minute. 36. But they're different eras. But yeah, like, sometimes you've got to gamble. And like, where else do we go?
This is the point, though. So why do we need to change?
We couldn't stick to it. We couldn't stick to the process.
I just think that if you
we just couldn't.
Again, another transfer window of getting in a number 9.
I know it's pretty, but
a left back.
There's a bit of a buzz.
And I think we had a team.
There's a bit of a buzz about. And there isn't that dour, everyone going in. You know, when the faces are down and everyone's going, what shit are we going to see today? And I liked Eric. I liked his decency, but you just couldn't carry on like that. You just couldn't.
I said that with Fergie, that you can't carry on like that. Yeah, that's my point, though.
But
like,
as I said,
you could say it with anybody.
All right, but we could say it about Moyes then, couldn't we?
We could have done, but I mean, he was going nowhere, and we could all see that. We needed
a
fall guy.
But how do you know?
You needed a fall guy after Fergie. It's a bit different following him on, isn't it, than following on Ralph Rangnick.
I get that he'd won us 2 trophies, and he'll always stick to that. But there was a Cup Eric and then there was a League Eric. Right, Dunk, quickly, I'm going to get you on because you were the optimist a week ago. No, sorry, 2 weeks ago. 1 week, on Ben's point, seems like years ago. 2 weeks seems we won and we were like, how long's this gone for? Where do you feel now? How do you feel now? Well, Nick, can you hold that?
I guess there's pro. Is that actually on now?
It's on, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, okay.
This is what it is.
Shows how tuned in I am. Yeah, yeah.
I guess you
were talking. There are pros and cons keeping him or getting rid of him, and now he's gone. You look at the flaws, his substitutions, let's be honest, they're baffling. His tactics, managers come out live on TV and say he was easy to get round. Some of his signings have been iffy, he seems stubborn. That's obviously the reasons for getting rid of him. But then on the flip side, if we'd have had a half-decent striker, we could have beaten West Ham, Palace and Brighton, and we'd be third or fourth. And you think, with this world-class structure around him, why in the summer didn't they say the thing you need is a striker? We're going to lump a load of money into that.
Well, that's what the paradox of Xerxes is, though, isn't it, really?
Well, yeah.
This conversation hurts my soul. I don't have any appetite for any more change with United, and I didn't want to get rid of Eric. I said this to you the other week, and yeah, I know what you mean, it's easy to play against. And I said, if we get a left back, you get a striker. I don't think we're that far away. I think there's a lot of promise with this team. It's not perfect, but I don't think we're that far away. There's a lot of things wrong with Eric.
There was a lot of flaws, but there's also a lot of flaws that are still there that the new manager's going to struggle with.
Yeah, of course he is.
So
it's going to be more of the same, Barney, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I don't see what the new guy's going to give us that the old guy didn't. Maybe the substitute.
That's the word. He's going to maybe put arms around players where the manager was falling out with them, you know, like, as we said, it wasn't a good look to Hay. I didn't like that pettiness, but equally, he clearly didn't have a rapport with players, and this bloke goes to the trenches with his players, so that's a little fine-tuning on the way that you handle man management. I get that as soon as this man starts asking him to go the extra mile, we'll get the usual briefings, but I refer, this is a new we've got De Ligt, we've got Ugarte, we've got new players who weren't doing, one wasn't showing, one's had an indifferent start, so maybe this manager will be a better man manager in terms of, you know, he did have a lot of shit to deal with, Eric, but he did bring a lot of shit on himself as well, so that in itself might, you don't know what happens. We get a tiny indication, clearly there's a problem with Rashford in terms of his attitude and how he's got on, but then you add in the other players, so we're tired of the players doing something, but if you do look at the sporting thing, this bloke does seem his personality is a bit more outgoing than Eric, and that was ultimately Eric's downside.
Yes, it was, in his communication with the team, with the press. You know, they even said that before he started. That was the surprise in Holland, wasn't it? When we first took him on, it was his communication.
Thing that I always had with Eric is I always thought he was really hard to listen to. I watched no pre-match press conferences. I never watched anything post-match. And usually I'd watch the odd one. I watched nothing. I couldn't listen to him speak.
But you're saying that as someone who's defending him. Yeah, so yeah. That's what I mean.
I know. I flip flop on it. I don't know where I'm at with it all, but I just can't be bothered changing manager anymore.
I'm the same. I flip flop, and I'm just thinking.
So we've got to get on with it now. We as fans, in a way, like to echo Fergie. We're not there. Otherwise, you know, some wouldn't have let the Dop go because we shouldn't have got rid of the Dop. But you've got to get on with it, and you've got to say support the team. That's all we can do. We're going to see major changes with Rude probably going in the next couple of weeks. It could be exciting, and the football's been unexciting. So wouldn't it be nice just to have it'll all end in tears? Let's have some fun.
Barney, if players, you know, we've seen and them down in tools, won't it just be, well, I've got a bit of a blank slate now, I'll start again, and then again
football,
when it goes
sadly, that's, you know, like we wouldn't have got Cantona if he'd have loved every manager he'd have played for. So sometimes it works. Football works in a mysterious way. I will maintain that these aren't the sort of players, you know, that were kicking off 3 years ago. It's a different dressing room now. So let's see what they've got. They looked happier on Wednesday. Some might get angry about that, but they did. They were putting more crosses in and they were shooting more. That in itself was fucking progress. That's from a low base. So I'm not going to dig the knives into Eric, but we've got to all admit, even his supporters, even the people, I still feel sad about it. But it had to happen. You know, like, you know when it's a point, it has to happen. And we were at the point it had to happen.
We'll pick this conversation
up. Okay,
mate.
You're going to make
and if we haven't got a trophy, we'll be hearing from my lawyers.
Thanks for the support. Quick, loves or hates?
Hates? Wednesday night, no one left after 70 or 80 minutes, did they? Support the team. Doesn't matter whether you're winning, losing, drawing. Stay for the 90 minutes. That annoyed me. That's it.
Loves?
It's match day, isn't it? Had a nice bite to eat. Good natter with everybody.
What did you match have to eat?
Katsu curry.
Oh, yeah. Where
and,
have you been?
New Century Hall.
Don't you worry about that digesting during the game.
Not until you just said it.
That's old man syndrome.
I am worrying about selling. I need a wee.
Loves and hates.
Friday, I went for a haircut. It was very bad. I had to go around on Saturday and find a new place all the way in Skipton to get another haircut.
That's your hate, isn't
yeah.
it?
Looks
yeah.
fresh though.
That's version two.
That's the second one. Yeah.
Loves.
Well, I get to come here. I went to Century Hall, New Century Hall, got a nice smash burger. Cool. So yeah.
Burgers are safer choice. Right, predictions.
Oh, can I do my hate?
Yeah.
So yesterday I went to my mother and father-in-law's to just go around and, you know, generally see them.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like football, doesn't watch any form of sport, doesn't really listen to any form of music. I have very little I can really talk to him about. The only thing we talk passionately about is the Lake District. His number one hobby is bird watching. So
that's a tough gig.
Not criticising anybody that likes bird watching, but if you don't know anything about it and someone is talking to you about bird watching, or I wasn't listening to a word he was saying, which was very rude of me, and also kept thinking was, thank fucking Christ I've got United in my life and football, because if football didn't exist, this is what we'd be talking about. Oh, did you see that grey hen over there at the weekend and that blue tit? Oh, they were lovely then, weren't they? I've took a nice picture of them and put it in my scrapbook. What the hell is that about? What the hell is that? And I was just sat there, got back in the car with my missus driving back home, and I was like, that was the most difficult hour and a half I've ever sat through before. And, you know, I sat through a long hour and a half here when we had Van Gaal in charge, and that was the most difficult hour and a half. Then Love of the Week is definitely Interpol. Went to watch them at the Apollo last night, and they were unbelievable again. What a smashing band. Very happy. And they did Paces the Trick. And after 13 times I've seen them, they've never done it. And that's my favourite song. And
that's
they did it last
tune.
Night. And they did that last night. So that was a great moment. So I'm in a very good mood. Slightly hungover. look very Roman, but I'm trying to dial it down so Barney doesn't shout me too much before trying to sell for 2 hours. But yeah, other than that, have you got any loves and hates?
I've already done that with Barney earlier.
Oh, have
on
you?
Me.
Oh, right, okay. Right. Sod you then.
Sod me.
Right, I'm joined by Ben and Zayden, mid-pod, pre-match. And it is 6 days since I last saw you, but as ever with United, so much has happened. What do you make of it?
So much has happened, hasn't it, Barney, mate? I'm pleased, mate, to be fair. I'm not pleased in the way, obviously, that Eric's lost his job. Because, obviously, I wanted the guy to do so well, as I was with you. I wanted him to do so well. And
hi, you lads. You all right?
Yep.
You're on the pod. What do you think of the last week?
It's been amazing.
You're
absolutely
happy?
Yeah. The changes are absolutely amazing.
When did you lose faith in Ten Hag? So putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, probably. When would you say, mister?
After the Community Shield.
Yeah.
Should have won that.
And had you gone by then? You wanted him gone?
Yeah.
And what do you think of the new lad?
A lot better. Hopefully he can bring in more trophies than Ten Hag did.
That sounds a good plan. Yeah. I like it. And what do you reckon today? Predictions?
3-2 to Man United.
3-2?
I've got 3-2.
I'm going
as well.
3-1. What are your names?
We've got Garnaccio scoring.
Hoyland and Rashford.
I meant your names, but I'll have the goal scorers too. Sorry, lads. I'll put you on the spot early. What are your names?
I'm Xander Kenny and this is my son, Rudy.
Nice to meet you. And where are you from?
We're from Eyemouth. We've travelled down through Scotland. Oh. We're members of the Berwickshire, Northumbrian supporters club.
Fair play. What time did you set off?
Well, we, what, 7 o'clock this morning?
Oh, fair play. Well, that's hope it's a win for you.
Eight.
Cheers for the support, lads, as well. That'll be up tomorrow Tuesday.
Yeah. We'll see you
massively
next
appreciate
Sunday,
it. Yeah.
As I said, I was with you, though. Obviously, nobody wanted Eric to lose the job. We was all behind Eric at the start of the season, you know, especially after the FA Cup final, you know. But unfortunately, like we said, after West Ham, you know, it felt like the Ollie moment a little bit, you know. Not as though he completely lost faith with the fans, because obviously, if you remember Watford away, you know, the fans sort of turned a little bit on Ollie there. And then obviously, then we had Bruno telling him he's out, he's always not the manager, if you remember that.
Yeah. What I noticed, but going through photo in the next mag, historical. See, I saw him clap and go off. What I didn't realise when I went through the photos is he went to the touchline and then he came back with the players.
With the players,
thought,
that's right, yeah.
You know, like, and some would give us pelters for it, but some would praise it. That United fans around me, apart from the Delow bit, were clapping him. And I thought, at least we stayed, I did feel sad. I felt sad all week, though.
I felt sad as well. When it, obviously, like the Delow bit as well, I want to get that out of the way. Why does he always, every time it's a negative result, he just stands there and tries to stare us out? I don't get that.
It pissed me off on Monday. All I want is just
a little clap, fair enough. And if you want to hold your hands up and then walk off the field. I don't get this staring
thing.
What's the
psychology of it?
I don't know.
Is it him?
I don't know if that's
cares,
him. That's what I was thinking. Is it?
It can't be like he wants.
No, I don't think he wants a confrontation with him. Is it just that because he's pissed off with the result and that? Is it that just his demeanour? They're trying to collect his thoughts.
Yeah.
But it's a bit strange
good,
one.
Does
it doesn't
it,
look good.
It
no. But the whole week, mate, it's been a bit of a blur, to be honest with you.
I'm glad that, you know, fair play. I am excited. You know,
I am.
As I said, that's the way of the football fan. You lose, you know, and then you move on. The new bloke CB, he is young.
Oh,
that is a concern, but I like the fact that we haven't gone, let's see how Rude does, because that would lead to disaster. I'm very glad I wasn't here Wednesday. I'll get to see Rude in charge, but that, you know, he will be off. There's no way I can't see, because that would be the wrong sort of dynamic. But the new lad, you know, like, what's the harm in trying him? And plug for the mag, if you go back to an Ajax fans we asked when Ten Hag got the job, they did say in the mag, his media personality and his personality can. So I thought, you know what? That was so telling looking back. We've got through Dunker, Sporting Lisbon fan Lewis coming, and he's going to answer. So I've sent him shitloads of questions. I've sent him, like, what's your inside leg measurements? And how often do you feed the cat? Because I thought we need to, like, cover as much as we possibly can in finding out about this guy, his strengths and his weaknesses.
Exactly,
so that'll be in the next mag. But you can't help but think, you know, he's dynamic, he's young, he's doing well, so.
Yeah. But as I said, like I said, the one of the very first podcasts we did during the summer when we came back, was like, I said to her, the one after Ten Hag should be the next gen manager, should be a new manager, a new upgrade. I said, obviously, I threw Kieran McKenna's name into that sort of
hello,
thinking
trouble.
At that point. But Ruben is the type of manager that I'm excited for. He's the new next generation manager. And hopefully, we've got a manager now that comes above the next wave, the next sort of wave, the way we play football, the way football is going to be played.
Hello, Cheeky.
What would you like him to? Do you have a style? You know, what's United way for you?
The United way for me is playing attacking football, exciting football. And like we said with the problem with Ten Hag, I think he was just too
dogmatic.
Yeah, is the word I'm looking for. Because especially with, you know, the last 10, 15 minutes, you're looking for a result, you're looking for a win. Go attacking wise, like Ferguson, just chuck everything, including the kitchen sink at everyone, which we wasn't doing. I think with him, obviously playing three at the back is. I think we could do that, well, especially when Yoro becomes fit as well and gets his match game.
The way we are with midfielders, it was good seeing you go. You saw it in person, and when he looked.
Oh, you got it. Quality.
Why have they been playing? That's another thing.
That's another thing as well.
I do feel like I watched it back on Tuesday. The miss,
Yeah.
But we were so unlucky, that first half. And then, bizarrely, I went back to Luton in February, and we won that 2-1, but we held on and they hit the bar. And again, we had these multitude of chances, and the chances weren't down to Ten Hag. And I do think, I'm not going to refer to XG, but if half the fucking chances had gone in, we wouldn't be in this position, but we are, so... I wish him well.
That's the first thing I said as well. It's when I had the news, put a post that I wish him well. Thank you for the FA Cup. Thank you for the Carabao Cup. He's a nice guy. We've seen him a couple of times. Yeah. Unfortunately, I should have got a picture with the little man, but it was only in passing. And he seemed really nice. He always said, all right, how are you? He seemed a really nice guy. I just think, he just needs a fresh set now, I think now. A fresh set of ideas, fresh set of... A new coaching style. Now, and that's a good thing about Ruben. I think he's the new generation.
Yeah.
Even though City went and denied it this week, he was the Pep Guardiola prodigy, wasn't he? He was the one after him, by the sounds of it. I think City only come out and say that when we didn't want Ronaldo, we didn't want this, we didn't want Harry Maguire.
This is the change in fortunes.
Yeah, exactly.
Dare I say, cough 115.
I just hope he goes and smashes City.
Pep spitting alone should be a fucking crime.
I hope he goes and smashes
Jim
Pep midweek in the Champions League. Yeah. That'd be quality, wouldn't it?
But what I was going to say, the Omar Berardo, he said, right, and then he flew straight there and said, I want you. So
yeah, exactly.
That is more planning and foresight.
A lot of people are saying,
usual.
Why didn't we get him in the summer? Because apparently we spoke to him in the summer as well, but... Perhaps is that release clause maybe a lot more in the summer than now it's come down a little bit,
And I would have been one, I'll admit, going, well, why didn't we? I would have liked to have found out if Ten Hag did have it in him to kick
on.
That's
what I think so as well. I think that was only right, after the FA Cup win. Can you now turn us into a championship contending side, within the league? But unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be. But
the batshit, Kate, I've mentioned this different formulas is, If the new guy isn't the guy, then the same set of names will be around in 2 years.
Exactly.
That's what I want to get rid of. And the contract length doesn't bother me because it doesn't mean fucking jack shit anymore.
It doesn't, does it?
None of them do. But just what do we want to see? You look at the results yesterday and you think, God, no, I'm not saying. But top four, if we got a run together, if you can get this squad performing. Mm. And I just want to see better football, a look, an actual where we go, oh, that was a style, that was a,
And I'd like to see as well togetherness as a squad as well. And I'm not saying that we haven't seen it, but at times it's like, are we just two individuals? Are we playing too much as individuals, Are we too reliant on individuals and not as a team all the time?
Predictable, mate. That's the saddest thing. We were very predictable.
Very, very predictable,
Spurs beat us.
Yeah.
Looked a much better team. They lose the next game. West Ham, I know they got lucky. They just stayed in the game. Then they lose the next game. So we're not even saying we're getting beaten by better teams. Red News is always on the cusp of relevance and the newness. The lads went to see Interpol. I have no idea last night, but they're going to be a bit later. But I bring to you, lads, late 1970s choice of records that the players, the squad chose. Do you want to hear this? No, none of you do. Gary Bailey and Steve Coppell did Radio Manchester, I think, and chose The boys are back in town. Sultan's a swing. Black Rose. I don't remember. Boston Tea Party. Number 9. All chosen by Steve Koppel. Sunrise, I'll take the right. Secondhand News. Smoke on the Water, chosen by Gary Bailey. Stairway to Heaven was chosen by Kevin Moran. Banana Republic, Boomtown Rats, by Sammy Mack. I'm Not in Love by Ashley Grimes. I don't know where I'm going with this. Mandolin Wind by Rod Stewart from Jimmy Nicol. Quite At This, Highway to Hell by Gary Birtles. Yeah, but Gary, you got chose right there, mate. Don't Walk Away by Nikolai Jovanovich. Forever Autumn by the late Gordon McQueen. Loved him, King Gordon. The Earth Dies Screaming by Mike Duxbury. 1984, David Bowie by Joe Jordan. And Suspicious Minds, Elvis Presley by Martin Buchan. And the final choice they chose by Gary and Steve was We Are the Champions, and we had to wait another 14 years. So I ripped that out of the programme, and I thought, I've got to say that. I don't know why, even. I don't know why I think the things I do. I get told off by when they listen back to this. Right, Zayden, we're going predictions.
3-1.
3-1. I'm going 3-1 today,
too. Do you know what? I'm going 3-1 as well.
It'd be interesting. Palmer's look very good every time.
We've got to keep him quiet. But keep it quiet.
He's one to
we've let him slip through our fingers, though.
We've let a few, but again, the under-18s doing the business so honestly, many goals.
We're going to watch the 19s on midweek, the UEFA Youth League at Lee. That should be good. And then we're at Huddersfield Town as well the week after, the under-21s and the Bristol Street Motors Trophy.
Who do you like the look of coming through?
Gabriel Biancheri. Oh, that guy's quality. He scored again for the 21s just even though they lost 4-2. He's on absolute fire, and obviously Chido would be Martin.
Can I also add in for my itch, Lady Macbeth, Harry Kane.
Harry Kane,
yesterday on 2 goals. Apparently the 10th time this season already he's been on possible hat-trick. Sorry, this year. He has scored 61 goals in 59 games so far for Barn. Just putting it out there, an itch that won't go. Yes, it is.
Tom, I wrote a couple of articles for you, mate. I just thought I'd introduce myself.
Perfect. And
so I'll pick up
really nice. Tom, I'm just going to... But, Tom, what's the prediction?
Today, it'd be an awful match, but we'll scrape through 1-0.
And are you happy with how this week has panned out?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It was the right decision, and fair play to him. He's sticking around until November to sort of tie up the loose ends there, and then hopefully we'll be on the up and up after that. So.
Good. Thanks.
I'll pick up with you another time.
I really appreciate all the help. Thank you. So prediction, Ben?
I say 3-1 as well, mate.
I don't think we've ever... The triangle of what do we call this? The triangle of beauty.
Triangle of beauty. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one, then, isn't it? But right. Now, as long as we keep Cole Palmer quiet, I hope Rigatti's on Palmer today.
They look good going forward, but they look terrible at the back. I'd say limited. What song would you choose?
What for now?
Steve Koppel and Gary Bailey to play.
Well, if it was up to me, things could only get better.
Yeah. With Jadon Sancho.
That's the only problem with Jadon Sancho,
isn't it? Won't be playing today. And have you got a hate and a love of the week?
Hate of the week has got to be the standard driving these days. I'm sure I said this
that
on
was
the last
before,
one.
Yeah.
But that was tax driving. This time it's actually standards of driving when people come off the slip road. And they're driving about 30, 40 miles an hour, not trying to get up with the speed of fair traffic time. And the speed of the motorway.
And love of the week?
Love of the week. It's always seeing you, Bernie. Always seeing you. But, well, I don't...
There's the sound of a hug.
Yeah.
Oops. I
know Nick and Dave are not here, but it's always good seeing
them.
Thank
you. You'll see the hangover heads maybe in a picture. Yeah. Right, cheers, lads. I hope we're all right.
That's good timing. Hello, everyone. Just in the Perth. Having just watched United and Chelsea finish 1-1. What were your thoughts on that, John? And in general with Ten Hag and everything?
Well, I've been entertained today because I think United's a bit more attacking, but Chelsea are an attacking team, so I enjoyed it. I feel like I got my money's worth in long first time in a long time. Result, would like to win, but I think draw is fair.
I didn't get to say what my prediction was before, but I'd have taken a draw.
Yeah.
Especially based on how we've been playing, and obviously Chelsea have been doing pretty well recently, so... A draw is all right. I think it's a shame to have conceded, the way that we did, but...
For Howard...
But I think a draw was fair, because obviously, we only scored from a penalty, so...
But Phil said... how attacking it was. There wasn't that many shots on goal.
No.
They were very open, but few shots on goal.
It was quite a scrappy game, wasn't it?
No. We respected Ten Hag. He had to go in here. He did. Yeah. It was just inevitable. And
it was not going to turn it around, was it?
No. And when you look at, like, chances created and shots scored and all that, I'm going to shoot because it's my round. Go to Paul. Call. Sorry, mate.
That's all right. Thoughts on today? Thoughts on Ten Hag? Thoughts on Amorim? Thoughts.
A lot of subjects there.
Sorry.
Give me one to start with.
How was today?
I'm a Europa guy now, Nathan. I can't really engage with the Premier League anymore because I know we're not going to win it, and we're a very long way off qualifying for Europe, so I'm all about playing whoever we're playing on Thursday.
Pauk. Do we call them Pauk or P-A-O-K?
What country are they from?
Greece.
Lovely.
I think they're
Greece.
From Thessalonica. I think they're from there. That's how much research goes into this.
Love the Greeks. I'm all about Thursday. That bring it on.
Yeah.
I'll just summarise that. He saw fuck all of today. That's why he's got zero opinions on the matter. We got in late and we left early. So that's the upshot of it. So don't let him fucking sugarcoat it. We caught the remaining 20 minutes in a pev. So, and that's that.
So you're lying. You're not bothered about Thursday.
No, I'm completely engaged. I'm a Europa guy. Yeah. I've said this. I told you that, didn't I?
He did say that quite. Yeah, we had a little before you got in here. We had a little pre-podcast chat, and he specifically said he is a Europa guy, which I believe.
All I want to do.
These are all facts.
I want to go away multiple times until the end of May. Until our European dream dies, because I don't think we're going to be in Europe next year unless something dramatic happens, and that will be a devastating blow.
We'll be in the Champions League because we'll win the Europa League.
Do you reckon?
No.
I don't think we will. No, but I am a committed Europa guy. I'm aiming to get higher than the Guinea Heights of 21st or whatever we are.
I'm a complete opposite. I'm an anti Europa guy.
Here we go. I've got a story.
I can't believe I didn't even know we were playing Thursday night, and I was shocked to find out we got to turn up Thursday night and meet him for another fucking few fights. Couldn't believe it.
Well, I've got one for you here.
Go on.
Michael today. Am I allowed to divulge this?
Yeah.
Well, Michael today, Michael's planning to, like, within a couple of years, his girlfriend's American, she's moving over here within the next 6 months, and then in a couple of years, the plan is to move back over there. Michael today confessed during the second half, he can't fucking wait to renounce the sport completely. He's a nice hockey guy. I'm a Europa guy. Michael is a nice hockey guy. We've had a debate during the second half about ranking the American sports. American football, baseball, basketball, ice hockey. I would have ice hockey bottom, personally.
Michael has it at the top.
No, but that's not the main thing. He wants to renounce the sport of association football completely. Wow. I cannot wait.
I'm going to step off that plane and completely wash my hands of it. Because I don't want whatever my new job will be over there, I don't want to be sat there at dinner time eating a fucking Wendy's, whatever I'll be eating. Some fucking American cunt. So as we go, are you from the United Kingdom? Are you support Manchester United? I go, no, I don't. Soccer what? I'm not interested in it. Never even heard of it. I'm not interested. I washed my hands of it completely.
Piss Association, and I'm an ice hockey man now. And
have you got a team?
He's the voice of Chelsea Stingray. Stingrays, Vera now.
The Mighty Ducks. The Mighty Ducks.
So we're having a chat second half, and he's like, "Why are you into ice hockey?" Said he, because you're allowed to scrap. It's confrontational. It's back and forth. It's high scoring.
Yeah.
It's aggressive. And then I finished it with this two words: Mighty Ducks. And if that don't ring any bells in you, then you're.
To be fair, a couple of years ago, I went to Salzburg, and I went to a game, and it was actually really, really fun.
Welcome, welcome to come on in the water's warm.
So what are your thoughts on Eric going?
Inevitable. Well, we're talking in a taxi going to the ground. I'm gutted for him. Someone made a good point on Twitter the other day in that the new guy, I can't remember his name yet, not Amarin. Learnt that.
Amarin. Ruben Amarin.
Not learnt that.
Ruben Sandwich.
Ruben Amarin is coming into a better environment, a better state of club than any of the last. Any of the other preceding managers post Ferguson.
Yeah, probably.
I think things will improve. Unfortunately, and we said this in the summer, Eric needed a good start, he needed the new signings to bed in immediately. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I feel really sorry for him. I'm disappointed that he's
$200,000 a week.
I feel sorry.
Just going back to the game today, I think Mazwari looked really good today.
I thought he was excellent today.
Yeah, so he's,
and I made that point a couple of times.
Ugarte looks out of decent.
The disappointing start to the season, he is a definite upgrade on Wan-Bissaka.
He looked really good. Ugarte, I think he looks decent. He looks like one that, like, he could easily get sent off, but he's just lots of little niggling fouls, that he gets away with.
I've got to say, I've not been impressed so far.
Not really?
No, okay. Because we don't look in any way controlling games, does it? He piles into things, but I've not been impressed so far. I'm still hopeful he might come good, but what I've seen so far...
Who's that?
Ugarte.
He's... He puts a bit of aggression in the midfield. He does. Phil said it before. He said the amount of fouls he put in to break down their play. It might not be creative, but it's worth a lot.
I know, but we need something more than someone who can.
100%. But
I'd rather see someone who can put the foot, can be aggressive, win the ball.
I'm with you.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But he's like a wrecking ball, I suppose. Yeah. We need something better than that.
Yeah. He is a wrecking ball. But at the moment, I'll take that at the moment. And he's breaking
the break play up, win them all back. We've got Maynard.
Probably when Maynard comes back.
We've got Maynard to come back in, play a little bit further upfield.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Where is he at the moment?
He's injured, isn't he? I'm not sure, but. Any thoughts on Eric?
He was the right man at the time. And it's not quite panned out that way, has it? Whether he should have got a bit longer, probably not, looking back in hindsight. Because if you give him till Christmas, you think, from the outset, it didn't look like he was going to get better, did it? So it's probably the right time to let him go. But
is he our most successful manager of all time?
Two trophies. Two trophies. Two trophies in two seasons. Is that? Does that make him our most successful manager of all time?
No.
Two trophies in two seasons. Stats and lies.
Jose won two trophies.
Not in two seasons.
The answer's no.
No, I'm not sure.
No,
Philip. Two trophies in two seasons. Most successful manager of all time.
No, I don't think he is.
Who's won more?
It's just you. What I will say is, law of averages, we're fucking due, a decent run out. If you throw enough shit on a wall, someone's got a stick at it.
Yeah.
It's about time someone fucking decent.
I think if we went back to Ferguson, he won more than two in two seasons, didn't he?
No, I don't know. Let's look that up.
He definitely won more than two things.
Last one for Danny. 1999
Are you optimistic going forward now then?
I don't know, but I think Barney said it the other day on a podcast. He said we eat up and spit out managers. So I listened to him and I went, he's right, and we can do this. But Paul made a good point. He's coming into something a bit more stable in the club.
There's not many dickheads left, is there?
Yeah, so he's got half a chance with the stability in the club that's hopefully coming. We'll see. Yeah.
Anything?
Hopefully we've got the right structure now from a football inside, you know, so it gives. And I see they've called him head coach.
Yeah,
I know. They've got the structure above him, so hopefully, you know, it gives him every chance to succeed.
Yeah.
But they have to give him time now. They put the structure in, give him time.
You know. Agreed, and I got that about Ten Hag, but if you know it's clearly not working, you can't just give someone time for the sake of it.
The problem with Ten Hag, you never saw the first team progress over the past 18 months.
No.
And that was the problem.
And you didn't know what, there was no plan. There was no plan, yeah.
You know, he'd have stayed, but you didn't see it.
But that's the sad thing, where it became inevitable.
Yeah.
Whereas he won the trophies, he put those, you know what I mean?
But the progression in the style of football, the play, you know.
But the message it's sending out, it's like, unless we're challenging for the title in 18 months, regardless of whether the fact that you've won trophies or not,
38 trophies in 26 years.
It's like, it's a little bit of a bad message to send out, isn't it, really? I don't know. It worries me in that it's basically, unless we're challenging for the title in 18 months' time, even if he wins two trophies in the next two seasons, that's it, off the pot.
Maybe.
And that's why I'd never come. Although I knew it was coming, and I'd probably deep down reach that conclusion myself about Ten Hag, it's just setting a fucking dangerous precedent for me, really. I knew it in the summer.
I think we just need to see progression. That's what I want United to be now.
Yeah.
You look at Villa, like, Unai Emery, how they've progressed.
Arteta with Arsenal. Yeah, I know they've not quite got there, but you can see that.
I'd take that completely. Because they have, Villa have moved on, Arsenal have moved on, United are still fucking all over.
And we've dropped back because of that, because other teams have improved, you know.
Even despite the trophies, there hasn't been any progression or consistency or anything like that. So I agree with that. But I do still feel very, very sorry for them.
Have you got any hates of the week or anything else before we go?
I'm asked this question on this podcast regularly, but I don't really harbour these. I just let them go.
One today, I still don't understand why they don't put more trams on around the end of a game. Like, we literally stood there 13 minutes waiting for a tram. 13 minutes.
It's not like that in London, mate.
No, I know, but like, just put an extra couple of trams on. That, do you know what I mean? It's just, surely it makes sense. But that's my hate. Anything else? Anything for anyone? Nothing?
My final thing is I'd love to be able to see that Root could fit somewhere, you know, within the club, helping them go forward, whether, you know, that's coaching.
Slimmery wants to do that, or, you know, if he does well for the next couple of games, that's a good audition for him to get as other job somewhere
some
else.
Type of role.
He's under contract for the next year and a half, isn't he? So he'll be fine.
It just depends on what the new guy wants, whether he wants him around, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, but you don't want to undermine the new guy, do you?
But then Ten Hag kept McLaren, didn't he, around, and so maybe it could be. But again, Ruud might, if he's undefeated so far. If he does well, someone might come in. Another Premier League team might come in to take him himself. It depends what he wants to do as well, doesn't it?
Two beautiful beards and marriage of convenience.
It's a lot of beards. Beard is best.
I'm claiming that I was the first person to post that on Twitter, and then every other cunt had it an hour later. They've even got it on mugs now. Unbelievable.
Should have trademarked it.
Oh, yeah.
Right, that'll do. On to Thursday. Thanks everyone for buying, and I'll be selling on Thursday, so see you then. Glow, glow, Man United, to the regiment, see you later.
And just a little thanks to all the Irish Reds who support Red News. It really is kind of you. I know there's been problems with the post, but we're finally hoping to sort those out, and I'll go into that in a boring detail in a future pod. But like Jordan from Galway yesterday, who gets the mag electronically but also buys the mag at games, just there's so many, I just can't thank you enough. It's really kind. It's always been there from the 80s, and you make the trip over with your kids and that, and it's great to see. Keep on. Hello everyone, it's just a little add-on because I weep if I can't tell you my views about the game. So just a quickie, thanks for all the support yesterday. Really appreciated. You've got two more opportunities to get this mag Thursday and Sunday, and then it's gone. So we've got about 40 left, I think. So please support it if you can. And the new one's looking a humdinger. So please get writing. We want your views. I know it's a low bar, but I did think the first half was half decent. I thought there was intensity. There was a bit better than we've had. It was entertaining. Well, that's a start. And I know it disintegrated, and us having two halves seemingly every game for about a year and a half is to sort, obviously, major weaknesses and points that the new bloke's got to pick up. But I did think, yeah, a little bit better. And someone pointed out we'd have probably lost it under Ten Hag. But we're not picking up the points. So you still think, major flaws. But the problem is not, you know, we're just not doing well against the really low teams as well as the teams on our sort of level. So I just think, and this sounds like a Brent office, like, but what we need is somehow to channel that so there's intensity, willingness, and adding confidence, because you could see that missing yesterday for 90 minutes, and a bit of patience from us, I think. I think we've got to accept, rather than the groan starting, right, things aren't going to come off, but build something. And I thought Ugarte was good. You've obviously got to keep him sitting in there, but there's still acres and acres of space, and that has been an ongoing problem. Like when Chelsea attack, there's just acres of space. How do you sort that where you've got Dalot going forward and then suddenly it turns? Where do you position players? Because as Nick made the point, the stewards looked in a better operational line looking at bags yesterday than our midfield did. But ultimately, you know what wins us games yesterday? Yes, I'm going to play this fucking violin one more time. I listened back to the Fulham podcast and my angst and anger that we haven't got a striker. And Solanke for Spurs, Chris Wood again. They're pulling people out of their teams out of holes. And ultimately a striker might win you a game 2-1. And I thought Hoyland was all right. There's sometimes I look at him again a year on and think, yeah, definitely got something here. Yeah, building, going for the future. And then others I look and think, that's a really poor touch again. And you have him for the future to see if the answers get answered about whether he's good enough ultimately alongside that experienced striker. And it's the lack of goals up top that cost us. Yeah, we look weak at the back sometimes. And the Martinez outcry. Jesus, don't they love talking about United every single day of the week? Suddenly he's like, last night I was looking at just anger from journalists. Why? What going on about? But here's the stats up top. Rashford, and I thought he was all right yesterday. Again, he put in a shift, and that's pretty much what we asked for from him. I know another low bar. Rashford, 8 league goals in the last 43 appearances. I mean, Anthony, 1 in 31. Jesus. Hoyland, 11 in 36. Garnaccio, 9 in 46. And I thought the Garnaccio stick, he's 20 years of age. He ain't going to do everything. And we've got to think of another alternative than just give it Garnaccio all the time. Yeah, he's decision making, but what 20 year old does have decision making? Ahmad, 2 in 17. And I do think Ahmad makes us look a bit safer and over across the pitch. Xerxes, if you include his time last season elsewhere, is 12 in 43, only one for us. But ultimately, that is at best a 1 in 3 return for your top players up top. It's just not good enough. And we said it would cost us at the start of the season, and we're now approaching a quarter of the way, a third of the way, and it will cost us again, and it's scandalous. And until you sort that, a player who gets you out of the holes and goes, yep, I'm just going to punt one in or dig one in, then ultimately, Jesus, I was even suggesting Bruno as a number 10 yesterday, because it's just going to keep costing us. Anyway, saying into the ether what I've always been saying, a bit better, low bar, that's all I can hope for at the moment, and just batter them on Thursday. And then surely, but that's my thing, is just to end Rude's period with a win on Sunday, please, against Leicester, please, please, please. That's all. I want to see lots of goals, please. Take care, everyone. And I'm not there Thursday. Nathan is. Thank you, as ever, Nathan. But there's Sunday, and then we're going to have a few pints after. Cheers, everyone, and take care of yourselves this week. At least it's not Doom Monday.